The FBI in Peace and War.
Tonight's story, Top Man.
All right, Zaretta, let's lay this thing on the line. You want to make book in this town, you cut us in on 10%.
And if I don't cut you in?
If you don't, just go out and start digging yourself a grave. You'll need it.
Uh-huh.
It's a deal?
Yeah, sure. What else? It's always a deal.
Okay.
It's a deal with you, it's a deal with Big Sam. 10% each.
Never mind Big Sam. Just make sure we get ours. My brother Harry will send one of his accountants over to your place of business. This guy will keep your books straight.
I can keep my own books.
This guy is a regular accountant, Zaretta. My brother trained him. You'll like his work.
Okay. Is that all?
That's all. Just keep your business on the up and up. Don't welch on any bets and deliver our cut on time. Oh, and Zaretta.
Yeah?
Good luck.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Very nice, Joe. You handle him just right.
Hey, what's the matter? You gotta listen in all the time. You think I can't do anything myself?
Well, sure, you can do lots of things, Joe. Much better than I can. That's why you're out front here.
All the time snooping, listening in. You want a false front? Go out and hire one.
All right, that's enough. Drop it.
I gotta have a college education to tell off a cheap bookie like Zaret.
I said drop it, Joe.
And what's the idea only asking him 10%? We could have had 15 easy.
10 was my figure.
Yeah, your figure, your organization, your brains. Go ahead, explain it to me.
Want to go out for dinner, Joe?
No, I don't want to go out for dinner. I'm busy.
With who?
Look, Harry.
Ruby Williams?
I said...
to keep away from Ruby Williams.
All right, you told me.
I said she's poison. I said she's so crazy for money, she'd sell you out for a plug nickel.
Harry, I don't have to take this.
Keep away from her, Joe, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Joe.
What?
I built this organization around the idea that people who work for us do what they're told without asking questions. That goes for the smallest punk in this town right up to the city council. It also goes inside the organization. There aren't any exceptions, Joe. Don't forget it.
In the summer of 1949, the FBI was called in to aid in the investigation of a criminal conspiracy that was undermining the government of one Midwestern city. The conspiracy, through organized control of gambling, had spread its corruption right up to City Hall, and a committee of citizens had demanded that the state's attorney take action. Agent Bailey and I were assigned to the case, and at our first meeting with the state's attorney, we heard certain names that were to figure prominently in our investigation. Among them, the King brothers, Joe and Harry, a city official, Ben Gorman, a notorious underworld leader called Big Sam, and the nightclub singer, Ruby Williams.
Ruby! Ruby Williams and Ann.
Yeah, I'm here.
This is Joe King to see you, Ruby.
Okay, come on in, Joe.
Thanks, Rocky.
Thank you, Joe.
Come in, honey. You're with you as soon as I get this face on. Think to give you a ringside table?
No, I didn't ask
him.
Throw
that costume someplace. Sit down.
Yeah.
How was that night? Lousy, huh?
Oh, no. You were great, Ruby.
No, I was terrible. Hand me that cold cream, will you?
Look, Ruby.
Lousy, and I know it. Say, listen, honey. One of the boys in the band knows a wonderful coach. They say he charges like crazy, but he's made some of the top vocalists in the business.
Ruby, what I
hate
figured
to ask you all the time, honey, but this would be a real investment. A couple of thousand would do it, and if I studied with this guy for 6 months... What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
A couple of thousand isn't going to break you, but it is.
Well, no, that won't break me, Ruby. You can have the dough.
Oh, thanks, honey. I knew you'd say that. And you won't be sorry. You'll see. What table Victor give you?
Well, I've been trying to tell you. He didn't give me any table. I figured we'd better eat someplace else tonight.
Oh? Someplace else? Why?
Why not?
Harry's been needling you again, hasn't he?
Maybe.
Oh, Joe, how long are you going to take that kind of stuff?
Not too much longer, I'm telling you that.
What do we got, joint?
Well, tonight, maybe, but after
okay,
that...
Okay, we'll run in a corner and hide. Go out and get a cab and wait for me.
Ruby.
Go ahead, or maybe one of his goons will spot you in here and he'll dock your paycheck.
Now, listen, don't talk to me like that.
Why not? It's the truth, isn't it? You're nothing but an errand boy.
Shut up.
Joe, honey.
Shut up. You want to eat, get ready. If you don't, I'll get somebody else.
Honey, can't you see it?
Come on, will you get ready?
Joe, you just got to do what you've been telling me all along. You can't wait anymore.
Ruby.
You got to break away from him, like you said. Get out on your own. He doesn't know how much he needs you. Go out by yourself and show him.
It's just what I'm going to do, the big blowhard.
You got to... What?
I'm going out by myself, Ruby. I made up my mind on the way over here.
Joe!
I can do it. You watch and see. An organization of my own, Rocky, Sid, plenty of the boys would come right along with me.
Of course they would.
I don't need Harry. I'm showing him once and for all. All right, come on, Ruby, we're going to go eat.
Now you're talking. This is what I've been waiting for. I knew you wouldn't go on taking that stuff forever. Yeah.
Hey, Ruby, Rocky.
Come in, Rocky.
Sorry to bother you, Ruby, but there's a call at the front desk, Mr. King. It's your brother, Joe.
Well, you said I wasn't here, didn't you?
Sure I did, just like you told me. But he says he knows you're here and he wants to talk to you.
Joe?
Tell Mr. King I'm in Miss Williams' dressing room. If he wants to talk to me, he can come over here and do it.
Sure, Joe, I'll tell him.
Ah, Joe.
I told you, Ruby, I'm going out by myself. I'm showing that brother of mine once and for all.
And as our investigation proceeded, Agent Bailey and I began to realize the extent of the corruption which the King brothers and other gambling elements had fastened on the city administration. Day by day, we went deeper into the tangled mess, and soon our inquiry began to take form and direction. Come in, Mr. Waller. Sit down.
Thank you.
My name is Shepard, Mr. Waller, and this is Agent Bailey. You've been told why we want to talk to you.
Yes, sir. That is my chief, Mr. Gorman, told me. He says you were from the FBI and...
There's nothing to be nervous about, Mr. Waller.
Sit down, please. Thank you.
You understand, of course, that you don't have to answer any of the questions we're going to ask you.
Oh, yes, I know that. The legal department advised all of us that we didn't have to testify as long as...
Yes?
Well, what I meant was...
The legal department was merely protecting your rights. Isn't that what you meant?
Yes, sir. That's it.
We don't intend to invade any of your rights, Mr. Waller. Now, will you tell us your job, please?
Well, I guess you'd say that I was Mr. Gorman's secretary.
Mr. Gorman's secretary.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Gorman is commissioner of licenses.
That's right.
Where's your desk located, Mr. Waller?
I beg your pardon?
The physical location of your desk, Mr. Waller. It's in front of Mr. Gorman's door, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. That's where it is.
And in line with your work as a secretary, you admit callers to Mr. Gorman's office.
Yes, sir. That's right. They all have to see me first.
You know Joseph King, Mr. Waller?
Hmm?
Joseph King.
Well, I...
This is Mr. King's picture, Mr. Waller. Taken at the races several weeks ago. Maybe this will refresh your memory.
Yeah, oh... Yes, I know Mr. King by sight.
Has he ever called on your chief, Mr. Gorman?
Well, he...
Yes?
I think I'd rather not answer that.
All right, Mr. Waller, that's all.
That's all?
We may call on you again, but that's all for the present.
But I thought...
Yes?
That's all you want to ask me?
For the present.
Oh, I see. Well, if that's all for the present, I guess I'd better get back to my desk.
We'll call you when we need you, Mr. Waller. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, well, you're quite welcome. I'll be in Mr. Gorman's office if you want me again. You're sure?
We're sure. Thank you, Mr. Waller.
Well?
He'll talk if we ever get him on the stand, Frank.
Yeah, I think he will.
Who's next on the list?
Alice Ridley, stenographer.
All right, let's see what we can get out of her. In all, we questioned 24 persons connected in various ways with the city administration. And the sum total of our inquiry made an impressive score against the corrupt elements in the community. But we were still a long way from securing absolute evidence needed by the state's attorney. And several months more of investigation might have been necessary had it not been for a certain break in the case. This break was created inadvertently by one of the King brothers himself, Joe King, when on the fourth day of August, he made a special visit to the office of Commissioner of Licenses, Ben Gorman.
Mr. Gorman, there are two gentlemen here to see you, sir.
It's okay, Waller. We'll announce ourselves. Shut the door, Rocky.
Hi.
Hello, Commissioner. Don't bother getting up.
Joe, what are you doing here? I told you never to come.
Yeah, sure. I know what you told me. Now, don't blow a fuse, Ben. We're only staying a few minutes. You've met Rocky Norton, haven't you?
Yes. Hello, Norton. Joe.
Only a few minutes, Ben. Rocky and me dropped in to have you do us a little favor. Cigar?
No, thanks.
Rocky?
Sure.
A favor?
Uh-huh.
What do you want, Joe?
Light, Rocky?
Yeah, here you are.
What do I want? I want you to crack down on a certain gambling operation in town.
Oh, it can't be done right now, Joe.
Well, I'd say that kind of a favor would be worth about, $5,000 to you, Ben.
No deal, sorry.
$10,000?
Not at any price, Joe. The FBI's been nosing around these days. I'm not lifting a finger until they're gone.
You're not, huh? You hear that, Rocky? Ben is not lifting a finger.
That ain't a healthy way to talk, Mr. Gorman.
Not at all healthy.
Could happen some night you wouldn't come home to your wife talking like that.
Oh, wait a minute, fellas. What a thing to say. You and I are friends, aren't we?
That's up to you, Ben. Strictly up to you.
Who do you want me to crack down on?
That's more like it.
Who, Joe?
Tell him, Rocky.
Sure. Joe wants you to crack down on Sam Rattori.
What? Uh-huh. I've decided to move in on his operation, Ben.
You want me to crack down on Big Sam?
I figure he'll listen to reason if he gets trouble out of the commissioner, don't you?
Now, what is this, Joe? I couldn't do a thing about Rattori, you know that?
You'll do it or you'll never live to do anything else, Ben.
What?
You heard him.
Now, listen, this is crazy. Harry must be out of his mind.
Keep Harry out of it.
No, he's right out of his mind. Why, he knows we can't touch Big Sam. I'm going to call him.
Call nobody.
Huh?
I said keep Harry out of this. My brother has nothing to do with this.
Joe.
You're taking orders from me from now on, not Harry. Me, Joe King. Never mind Harry. I'm top man from now on. You understand that? You're taking orders from me.
You stupid idiot. You really think Big Sam is going to take this lion down?
I don't think, Harry. I know. He's already doing it.
He is.
Uh-huh. Sam called me just before you dropped in. He's cutting me in for 15% of his entire operation.
And you actually believe that?
You don't, I suppose. You're only over here to make conversation.
I'm over here to try and save your thick skull before Big Sam pours slugs into it.
Thanks.
I'm warning you, Joe. Sam's only playing along with you until you find the right time.
Oh, you're warning me, that's rich. You're the goat in this deal, and you're warning me. You're over here because you're jealous, Harry. Because your uneducated brother doesn't need you after all. Because he's put one over on you, and you're worried that he's really a bigger boy than you are. You want that drink now?
You're still going through with this.
What do you think?
If you don't, if you let me handle it, I can still square you with Sam.
Now listen to me, Joe, please.
You don't want a drink? You better run along, Harry. I'm busy. I said I'm busy.
Okay, Joe, you handle it. Only don't say I didn't warn you.
All right, you warned me. Now beat it, Harry. I gotta get dressed for a date.
By the end of that first week in August, the varied pieces of information Agent Bailey and I had gathered began to fall in place, and we were ready to take our first active step of the investigation. This step was an important one, and we had to move cautiously. But the day we dropped in on the Commissioner of Licenses, we felt we finally were on the way to the completion of our assignment.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Morning, Waller.
There are some gentlemen here to see you, sir. Mr. Shepard, Mr. Bailey of Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, yes, I was expecting them. Tell them to come in, Waller.
Sir, gentlemen.
Thank you. Hello, Commissioner. Well, come in, gentlemen. We don't want to be disturbed, Waller.
No, sir.
Now, sit down, please. Which one of you is Mr. Shepard?
I am, Commissioner.
Well, this is a pleasure, I assure you. After you phoned some weeks ago, I was wondering when you were going to come in. We always like to cooperate with the FBI.
Thank you.
My secretary told me you people talked with him, among others. I hope everything turned out satisfactorily.
We'll know that better after our visit here today, Commissioner.
I see. Well, as I told you originally over the phone, the full resources of my department are at your disposal.
I think we're going to need them, Commissioner. We want you to arrange for us to go over the books of the King brothers.
The King brothers?
Joe and Harry King. You could arrange that, couldn't you?
Well, certainly. I'll see to it at once. Waller?
Yes, Commissioner?
Look in your directory and locate the telephone number of a Mr. Harry King. Call him and say I want to speak with him.
Whose number, sir?
King. Harry King. And hurry it up, Waller.
Well, this is going to be a big help, Commissioner. Thank you.
Oh, not at all. Though I don't think King is going to like this. You're sure of jurisdiction in such a matter?
Quite sure.
The state's attorney told us if you couldn't arrange it, he would.
Oh, don't worry. I'll handle it. In fact, I'll go along with you when you see him.
Good. We were going to ask you to come along.
You were?
Yes.
Only too glad, Mr. Shepard. Believe me, if we can get something on the King brothers, it'll be a great relief to me. I'm looking forward to the day, gentlemen, when this town is the cleanest spot in the country.
That was step one. Step two was an examination of the books of the King brothers, and we found exactly what we expected. Harry King was most cooperative. He and his brother had nothing to hide, and the books were in perfect order. If anything, too perfect. But we did get the lead we were hoping for, and the name of the nightclub singer, Ruby Williams, at last came into the picture.
Ruby! Ruby Williams!
Yeah?
Someone here to see you, Ruby.
Okay, Rocky, have him come in. Joe, honey, Ruby. I'm only doing one show tonight. I thought maybe you'd want to get together afterwards.
Oh, sure thing, Ruby. I'll pick you up as soon as you're off. We'll take in a few of the clubs.
No, I'm kind of beat tonight, Joe. I thought I'd come over to your place, have a drink with you there.
Well, fine, Ruby. That's even better.
Unless you wouldn't like an evening alone with me.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just hate it.
I'll be over around 11 then. Oh, and Joe.
Yeah?
Could it really be alone this time, the two of us? Without Rocky around?
You leave it to me, baby. Rocky won't be here, I promise.
Thanks, Joe. See you at 11.
I'll be waiting. Goodbye, Ruby.
Bye, Joe.
Okay, Ruby. Nice.
Yeah.
Rocky won't be around. Very nice.
I'm gonna hate myself for this in the morning.
I don't know. 10,000 cash is pretty good medicine for hate. Right, Max?
The best.
What are you going to do to him, Sam?
Do? What are we going to do to him?
No, Sam.
Let's go, Max.
Sam.
Ruby. You're on, Ruby.
Sam.
Better get out there, Ruby. You heard the man. You're on.
The name of nightclub singer Ruby Williams finally came into the picture, and with it, the name of the underworld leader, Big Sam.
Okay, Ruby, come in. Come on in, baby.
Evening, Joe.
Sam.
See if he's carrying Max.
Right.
Hey, what is this, Sam? What are you doing here?
Just dropped by. Okay, Max?
He's clean.
Good. We wouldn't want any fireworks here, would we, Joe? Kill your reputation in the neighborhood. What do you got to drink?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. We'll see for ourselves. Max.
Right.
Listen, Sam, I don't talk business in my apartment. Anything you want to take
this
with you?
This isn't business, Joe. Nothing to drink, huh?
Nothing for you. I'm expecting somebody. Isn't business, huh?
Hey, this is nice stuff. You must be expecting somebody important.
Sam.
Somebody very important. Like Rocky Norton, maybe?
Maybe.
Or that club singer, what's her name, Max?
Ruby Williams.
Ruby Williams. Maybe you're expecting her.
Maybe I am.
Why I dropped over, Joe, Ruby's not coming.
Huh?
She's not coming, and Rocky's not coming.
No?
No. You've been had, Joe. For a handful of change, that cheap little canary sold you down the river.
Why, you rotten liar.
Sorry, Joe. Max just don't like for people to talk that way to me.
Once more for size, Sam?
I don't think so, Max. I think Joe understands his position now, don't you, Joe?
Get out of here, Sam. Both of you, get out of here.
Oh, we're going, Joe. We're all three of us going.
Huh?
All three of us. You didn't think I'd be crude enough to pull the job here.
Job? What job?
You know, Joe, you made a big mistake going out on your own. You'd stuck with your brother. Nobody'd ever have guessed how big a sap you are. Let's move, huh?
Where?
How do you care? You won't be coming back.
What?
You still don't get it, Joe?
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah?
You don't mean...
Yeah, I mean. I knew you'd catch on sooner or later.
Come on.
I'm not going anyplace.
Max.
Keep away from me.
Besides,
Joey.
Keep
away from me.
Come on, what's for...
Keep his mouth shut, Max. I'll get rid of whoever it is.
Right.
Rocky.
Shut up, Joe. I'll break your arm off. Okay, sir.
What is it?
It's me, Sam. Harry King.
Harry?
Let me in, Sam. I know Joe's in there. It's okay. I'm not carrying.
All right, Harry. Only it won't do Joe any good. Let him go, Max.
Right.
Harry, thank God you're here. You gotta help.
Shut
me.
Up, Joe.
You don't understand, Harry. You don't know what they're gonna do.
Of course I know. Shut up.
Listen, Harry. You stay out of this. You and me have always got along. You want to keep it that way, stay out.
I want to make a deal, Sam.
No deal, Harry. Not this time.
Harry.
Joe, will you shut up? Sam.
No deal. I'm sorry.
So am I, but I can't stay out.
You can't? The way I look at it, Harry, you don't have any choice. Right, Max?
Right. Wrong, Sam. You're the one who hasn't any choice.
Yeah?
Ever since Joe moved in on you, I've had you watched. When you had Ruby put through that call tonight, I did the only thing I could to save Joe's stupid hive.
I'm listening. But it better be good.
I called the FBI, Sam. I told them Joe was the one who bribed Ben Gorman. I'll be here any minute now.
What are you...
Hold it, Max. The FBI, huh?
Is that good?
You called him.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be pulling a fast one, would you, Harry?
Wait and find out.
Sam, just let me...
No. What's the deal?
You walk out of here. Joe waits with me. When the FBI arrives, he admits to the bribery charge. 5 years is the rap for bribery. Joe's out of your way for 5 years.
Suppose he don't admit to it.
He will. He hasn't any choice either.
Uh-huh. Okay, Harry. You got yourself a deal. Let's go, Max.
You're letting him get away with this, Sam?
Like the man says, Max, we haven't any choice. Joe, you're a lucky boy. You know who you can thank for it. Come on, Max.
Harry, I
save the words, Joe. And pour us a drink, will you? I think we both could use one.
When we arrived at Joe King's apartment, he readily admitted to the bribery charge, and as his brother predicted, he went to prison for 5 years. The incident at his apartment, coupled with the evidence gathered by Agent Bailey and myself, were sufficient for the state's attorney to take court action. With juries of honest citizens, Harry King, Sam Rattori, and the lesser members of both organizations all were sent up for long terms, and an end was finally put to the corrupt city administration and the important names behind it, including the low character who wanted to be top man.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.